I want to talk about now some of the reasons why cancer starts in dogs. One belief is that it could be the food they're eating. We ourselves eat corn. Corn is treated with chemicals so that it's genetically engineered so that when they treat it with the extensive cancer-causing chemicals to kill the parasites or cornworms or whatever they call them on them, that the corn won't die, it won't be killed. So when they spray the corn with these insecticides, it's being absorbed into that, body of food. And then when it's fed to the dogs, it's hard to imagine that there's no residue in there from the chemicals. And this could be one reason that the dogs and people are getting more cancer. I believe that it's easy enough to eliminate corn from the diet, and you can feed the dogs a, healthy, nutritious dog food that doesn't contain grains and corns and things like this that would be sprayed. Another thought is that sometimes pets are over-inoculated, and there are most rabies vaccines last 3 years. I know when you go to the vet's office, they'll say, "Do you want a 1 year rabies shot or do you want a 3 year rabies shot?" Well, if you ask them, are they using a different serum or vial of medicine? Chances are they're not. And if you choose to get the 1 year vaccine for your dog, you could be giving him a 3 year dose and then doing that every year. The distemper and parvo inoculations that are given when they're puppies do not have to be renewed after the 1 year shot. And that was posted in the American Veterinary Medical Association recommendations about 10 years ago. And they think, if vaccines, for too many vaccines over a period of time in the dog's life is causing cancer, then it's something to consider about not doing and perhaps getting a tighter reading on your dog to see, does he have immunities? And then you don't need to get the vaccine.